This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
So good news, Big Hurls came in. And he's aware of what your demands are in regards to cleaning out your office back there. So I think he's going to get it done, Al.
Nice.
Seems to be on it.
Yeah, he seems to be on it, yeah.
Felt very comfortable about it. Are we allowed to congratulate?
Yes, yeah, so we can because the press release went out. So,
big press release out today. I don't know if you knew this, Al.
I did not.
Yeah, Big Hurls just also told us that the press release went out on one of our buddies and a friend of the show, Pat Boyle, is now the full-time overnight host at the Infinity Sports Network. So his first full-time talk show host job.
That's great.
He gets. And really proud of Pat. And if you remember a few years back, if you're a regular listener, you know, Pat came onto the scene hot as we never knew who he was. He slept in Boomer's office when the door was open. Jerry left it open by mistake. He slept on the couch, didn't ask. Drank a beer out of Boomer's fridge and then left him a note that said, thanks for the effing beer, Booms.
Hey-o.
It was just like, don't want to do that. So, you know, we ended up having a serious conversation with him and said, listen, we had some fun with that and it gave us content. But, you know, if you're going to make it here, you really got to put your nose to the grindstone, work hard, take every shift. And he took that advice and did that for years, worked his ass off. And he got to this position as a full-time talk show host because of that, his talent coupled with the fact that he's a really, really hard worker.
Hey, I'm the star of WFAN. Yeah, WFAN's Pat Boyle.
Yeah, so
it's the ISN now. He's the star of ISN. And by the way, did he ever try out for the NFLA Dragons?
I think that's coming up. I don't think that's happening.
Oh, I thought that was this weekend.
Yeah, there's a whole, you missed this, you were out, there's a whole thing.
There's a whole thing now. What's the whole thing?
There's a whole thing now.
Did Bradley Schwartz say no?
No, it's not. It's just, I don't know if you want to get into it now or not.
What is that? Yeah. What kind of reaction
we
is
do.
This?
I don't know what happened. Boom doesn't know what happened. Al,
is this something that I
do not know
yes,
what
you,
happened.
I walked in and told you, didn't I?
No, definitely unaware.
Really? Now you know.
And by the way, was it just Pat Boyle that was trying out for this team, right?
Yeah.
What? What is the matter? What is?
I don't know if you know
the Dragons.
This is what I'm saying. If you knew why I'm stopping myself, you'd probably agree to stop yourself.
Okay, I get it. I trust your judgment 100%. You were asking me something about last week. I wanted to talk about it, but it was unfortunate that I wanted to talk about it after you came out of something that was very funny, and what I wanted to touch on was something that was very emotional.
If this didn't reach the person that it reached, I would have this conversation, but it got to someone that I don't feel comfortable talking about on the air without telling you off the air.
So it got squashed. That's what you're telling me.
Kiboshed from up above.
Squashed, whatever you want to say. It just got squashed.
Somebody
squashed it.
I think it may be on life support, but we'll see.
Can't squash that. Kids got dreams. I mean, they're going to squash somebody's dreams?
Dave Olives of Olave, whatever. It's the kid from Ohio State. Olave.
The kid from Brooklyn.
Olave.
Sounded like got squashed to me.
Olave.
Somebody put their foot down.
Okay, so...
No, they did that to me in Maryland. Do you want to be a football player or a baseball player? I want to do both. You can't.
No.
It ruined my dream to become a baseball player.
See, that's not why it got squashed.
Okay.
The reason why it got squashed...
Insurance?
It didn't mean... No, it's even worse than that. I don't know. I'll tell you in the break. How about that?
I just told him in his ear.
I mean... Yeah, okay.
Boob's not happy.
No, it's just that I don't... It was shocking to me that this thing wasn't looked at as a content thing first.
Yes, I understand.
We're looking at this entity as some sort of cash cow. That's all. We'll deal with it later. How's that sound? All right, let's go to Nick in Babylon, who joins us on the Fan. What's going on, Nick?
Boomer and Geo. Hey now.
Hey now.
How we doing, guys?
Good. What's up?
Yeah.
First time, long time. Love you guys. Big fan of the show. I just wanted to call. I heard you guys talking about it probably a couple months ago. I think I did it over Memorial Day weekend last year. Big fan of golf. And I know, Gio, you're a Sayville guy. I was playing at West Sayville Memorial Day last year and was, you know, waiting to hit my tee shot on that par 5 or par 4 off the road there.
Par 5, yep.
Figuring you'd probably make your way over there. I left you a little note letting you know that that we love you, Gio, and glad you guys that you saw that and were able to chat about it a few months ago.
Yeah, Nick, thanks, man. I do appreciate that. There's a lot of other things that people could have scratched in there that wouldn't have been as kind, so I'm glad that you did that. Yes. It made me feel good. And yes, I saw it, so and your phone's a little crap there, Nick, but thank you, man. I really do appreciate it, and hopefully I'll see you out there one day at West Sayville.
So he put a sign with your name up?
No, so it says, all right, it's par 5, number 5.
Okay.
Along Montauk Highway.
Yes.
And it says, you know, par 5, fifth hole, whatever, and then he scratched into that sign, that metal sign, I love you, Geo. And it's funny because...
I mean, he did like people are scratching Teslas now. That's
not... No. I think this was... No. This was because he's a fan of the show, and he knew I'd be around there. So
okay.
Friends of mine saw it first, and they texted it to me, and I saw it in person. I thought it was funny. But then it showed up on one of the... big golf Instagram account, Zire Golf.
Yeah, I know that golf, yeah.
So, yeah, it's actually, I'd make wood sign, maybe, I guess, that they ended up scratching it in. So that's number 4. It's the next one.
Right, that's your first day of golf?
Yeah, that's with me and you. That's April 22nd, 2022.
Shipwreck.
Yeah. So that was, so we're coming up on the 3-year anniversary of that.
That's amazing. What day was that?
I want to say it's April 22nd. I looked this up the other day because I wanted to know exactly when I started playing.
Oh, man, we got to play. We got to have a 3-year
anniversary party.
Anniversary, yeah.
All right. But so anyway, it ended up on the Zire Golf thing because it also says, please do not use driver on this hole and respect the homeowners on the other side of Montauk Highway.
Okay.
So Zire Golf puts up there.
Respect the homeowners on the other side of Montauk Highway?
Yes, and there's a big net and everything. So, like, it's a funny sign because you're like, you really have to F up to get it over the net, over Montauk Highway.
Have you hit it over the net, over Montauk Highway?
Yes, I hit it to the Valero gas station. Yes. I did. I hit the Valero gas station. I got a hold of it, hit the road, because the Valero's way down there. But it hit the road, kept going. Luckily, it didn't hit a car, and it ended up at the gas station.
Did you use your longest drive ever?
I did, yes, I did.
Longest drive ever?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was 400 yards. Actually, no, my longest drive ever hit a car, West Sayville. It was driving through it and bounced forward. It had like a wedge in on 9, which is a very long hole.
So you act... You hit the car? Was it coming into the golf course?
It was coming into the golf course, yes. So it's like, so 9 faces the water, and the entry comes off of Montauk Highway facing that way. And he's driving and just leaking, bang, hits it, but then goes left and forward, which was amazing.
Right.
So then, like, it's just, I'm way down there. I'm like, this is great. So I scramble parts. I'm like, this is awesome. I've never been all the way up here. It's like I'm playing with a pro. So then,
the guy stopped?
Yeah, he came over, and there was a big dent, and he's like, I went into the pro shop, and I asked, and, like, I guess the what do they call the parks person? The who runs a park? Who's like the park person? Who's
the
park
ranger?
Park ranger. Yeah, yeah. So the park. He's like, the ranger takes care of it because it's part of this thing. But if the ranger deems that it's not something he takes care of, then I got to reach out to you. And I don't know. So it ended up being, he was nice about it. I think the ranger took care of it. I didn't have to pay. But anyway.
Okay.
But yeah, so but it's so that ended up on that Zyre Golf thing. It's like, what's your move here? Do you still hit driver? And then I saw it. And so the I Love You Geo went like national because that sign was right next to
me. All right. So did you birdie the hole?
Which one? The one where I went to the gas station or the one that I ended up at 9?
Well, the gas station's out of bounds, so...
Yeah, true.
9.
I believe we did, yeah. We were on the... Usually that's a three-shot hole because the wind is blowing off the bay south, so it's a three-shot par four. So, yeah, we were on in 2, and listen, par's a good score there. We might have birdied it. I just know that we won that hole, and the team that we were playing against was pissed. I was like, hey, it's just a good break for us, you
yes,
know?
It is, 100%.
What are you going to do? But yeah, that was a tough one.
Remember
one.
What kind of car you hit? I know it wasn't a Mercedes.
It was a black. No. It was
probably like a Dodge Dart or something.
No. It was like a, I want to say it was like a black Durango, I think, or something like that. It was like a black SUV.
Ooh, Durango, that's a nice vehicle.
Yeah, it was some sort of black SUV. There was the real scary one. My buddy hit one into the road where it missed the car, and the car was going probably 50 miles an hour, and it missed this car by inches. And I was like, oh my God. We both were like shaken at that moment.
What do you think? They get about 6,000 rounds a year?
West Sable?
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Probably more. So I'm thinking, how many times have cars been hit?
Yeah, I'm sure it happens a lot, especially because there's a road right through the goddamn golf course. There's a road that goes right in between 9 and 10, you know, right through. And then people just go because there's weddings there and different crap that's going on. There's like a parks thing where you get your green key cards. People are just driving through there, you know, that aren't golfers, have no idea. They don't wait. They don't see anything. Just, and then you get the golfers. They're like, oh, I'm not going to hit the car. And then bang, it happens. So what are you going to do? But anyway, those are my some real bad ones.
Yes.
The one, the Valero gas station. That thing ran, though, man. Boy, I tell you.
The Valero. I know where that gas station is, too. Yes.
It's like, God almighty. Yeah. Well, you know, it happens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It happens. Let's see if I could get this exact date. So you actually are serious about doing an anniversary?
Well, yeah. Why not?
Well, I don't know, because it's West Sable, and that's far from Nassau.
Do we have
Nassau.
To do it at West Sable? Do we do
for us? Oh, I thought you wanted to do it at West Sable, because that was, like, the thing to do. You know, it was like the, you know, go back to the spot. Like, it's our 10-year anniversary, and we were thinking of going back to Pittsburgh, Gina and I. Like, hang out, do all the things we used to do when we liked each other. let's see. Here we go. All right, I got it. April 21st. April 21st, 2022. And so what day of the week is that? So now we got a plan. That's a Monday.
I'm open.
All right. Done. Okay. We'll figure out where to play.
Okay.
I mean, I love West Salem, but we'll figure out where to play. We're talking about Jalen Milroe earlier. Tom in Florida wants to talk about him. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, guys. Good morning to you here.
Good
Super
morning.
Fan of the show.
Thanks, man.
You're a Tennessee fan?
No, sir. I'm a Noles guy here in Jacksonville, Florida.
Florida State, okay.
And, Boomer, I think you owe all of Jacksonville a big I'm sorry about Trevor Lawrence. He's horrendous, but we'll go into something different.
I don't necessarily agree with you, but that's okay. You can have your opinion.
You've been hyping him up because he looks like Gwyneth Paltrow on steroids. If he looked like Jim Plunkett, everybody would hate him. But we'll go into the draft because I love the draft.
Okay.
All right, good.
So if you look at Anthony Richardson's stats with the Florida Gators, okay, 17 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Stephen Waldron, put up the Jalen Milroe stat.
Same thing.
Here it comes.
Same thing.
16 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. Stephen Waldron.
This is unbelievable.
Get it going, man. They are the same person.
Hey, Tom, how many games, like, I don't have it in front of me, and maybe Stephen will have it front of me, but how many more games did Jalen play than Anthony Richardson?
Oh, Jalen, he's got a lot more games.
Yeah,
don't
I think that's a factor, no? I mean, and is also his year prior to that year that you're talking about.
No. It's sins of the present. Come on. Let's talk about what he did 4 years ago.
I mean, and he ran for 726 yards. I don't think he should come in and start right away. I think he's got the talent where he could sit and the right guy could get a lot out of him. But, yeah, there's no – I sat here and said the guy's
not ready. Does Anthony Richardson have the talent, Gio? Does Anthony Richardson have the talent? No.
Yeah,
he has proven to you. He's horrendous.
I know.
They're the same person.
But Tom, it has a very funny call. You're a great listener.
Yes.
I don't I can't just say that it's the same
guy. You're not sitting here saying that the Giants should be drafting Jalen Milroe where the Colts drafted Anthony Richardson.
Exactly. I'm thinking second round.
They say second round, mid-second round, high third round,
and
something
if they
that.
Could get him later, then great. And I'm also saying don't start him. It's just that if you're going to get a quarterback this year and you're not going to select Shedeur Sanders, all right, and Cam Ward's gone, then I'm not going to go to Jackson Dart, who's another another Utah guy. Not BYU, but another Utah guy went to high school where Zach Wilson went to high school. You know, I'm not going to go with Tyler Shuck. I'm going to go with someone who's got all this talent who could be, you know, Lamar Jackson 2.0 if things work out for him. That's why.
And quite frankly, Jalen Milroe, he played 26 games over the last 2 years. You know, he played a little bit when he was younger here and there. But as you pointed out, you know, his running ability is really, I mean, that is... It's obvious. You can see it. You can see how fast he is. You can see how big his legs are. I mean, you can see how he runs.
Jesus. Yes. You know, I mean, and I know that Anthony Richardson had highlights like that as well, but I don't... He got forced into playing, and I said the same thing about Anthony Richardson at the time, is that he can't play. Because I wanted the Vikings to maybe, because they liked them, and I was like, if they draft him, he can't play. I said the same thing about J.J. McCarthy. He can't play.
He's got to learn how to become a pro.
And I know that these guys have a lot of pressure on him, but if it's Jalen Milroe and he's drafted in the second round, you know, then it's, and you got two guys already that have played a lot of NFL games, and he can sit for an entire
year. You know, the amazing thing is he is going to the draft at Green Bay.
I know, which is odd.
Really odd.
I mean, Shador's not, but Jalen Milroe is.
Yes.
I mean, that could be sitting there for a long time.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I mean,
what's the matter?
All right, I'm going to read it. Why not?
All right, what are we doing?
So this thing pops up on my X feed because Al responded to a post. So it shows up there, and Ralph Vacchiano has covered the Giants for a long time in the NFL, also maybe covered the Islanders as well. It's a man who was like a Saturday morning Richard Neer guest staple, Ralph Vacchiano. So the Braves reporter thing. Do you still have the audio there, Jerry? I mean, it might be better if we played it as opposed to me.
Yes, if you give me 1 minute.
Okay, because he responded to this about what he thought about it. So it's the Steve Gelbs of the Braves who is out in the crowd, and he is talking to two young women who are in like the party section of the stadium, and this is how it went down.
We're having a lot of fun up here up the Corona rooftop. Who do we got here? What's your name?
My name's Lauren.
Lawrence, all right.
And I'm Kayla.
Kayla, and you guys hang out at the rooftop lounge often?
Once a year I come out to visit.
Okay, well, we timed it pretty well.
All right, and then here was part two. This comes from the booth.
Are you a Braves fan now?
Not quite.
All right, I'm gonna go to work up here, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, Wiley. You got four innings to get the numbers.
Come on.
Get us some more Braves fans.
All right, so they want me to get your number.
They want you to get my number.
I'm dead serious. They're saying it in my ear right now. She didn't believe me because she thinks you guys are not. I'm making this up.
Okay, so that was it. That was the audio. That's how it went down on FanDuel Sports Network there. And Ralph Vacchiano puts out an unprofessional disgrace from the reporter to the guys in the booth, to the producer in the truck who could have stopped it at any point. It's not fun. It's not cool. It's not harmless. And it's only a standard for harassment. Now, listen. If there was something like a grabbing of some sort, like he sees Joe Namath and tries to kiss one of them, like I can understand someone saying that this has gone too far. The fact that they are that this asked you for your number, they're laughing. They don't seem to be threatened in any way. He's a young guy with a decent job. I mean, where in the F is he getting harassment from? An unprofessional disgrace from the reporter?
I mean,
it's not like he dropped his pants and goes, hey!
No, he didn't.
Time to relive Corona Party Deck! Woo!
I thought they were flattered and were, like, smiling and laughing through it.
He's not like he was like, hey, I gotta get these broads to take their shirts off, guys! Let's see them boobies! I mean, what are you guys, nuts?
What was Al's reaction to it that it popped up on your feed? That's what I'm interested in.
Al said, I can't believe he wasn't arrested. I don't know.
Am I missing anything else here?
Anybody else? It seemed like the girls were playing right along. They were very attractive. You know, he's an attractive guy. 4-0, it's the middle of five inning, the fifth inning. I mean, everything, there was... The intentions were to be funny.
Yeah, I mean...
And by the way, the guys in the booth were the ones that initiated it. Not the guy out... Yeah. The guy out in right field, right?
Yeah, I mean, what initiated it?
I don't give a flying rip what Ralph thinks anyway. I don't really care.
No, but it's the interesting part about this is he's not alone.
No, he's not.
There's
a lot of people that probably have turned off by it, but there's a lot of people that find it to be very funny and very entertaining.
But turned off by what?
Well, you're the one who's saying that there are a lot of people.
But turned off by what? That's what I don't understand. Because they're reacting to it, but like, what is it that's so horrible? Where someone would use the word harassment?
I know there have been some Met announcers that have made some comments about a voluptuous woman or two that they've seen in the stands.
Yeah, you had the one from spring training with the pickleball.
Oh yeah.
You know, there's a lot of And it's not like, unless I missed it, he didn't put his arm around her, grab her.
That's what I said.
Hold her waist, like nothing.
No. It's a weird one. But, you know, people get on their high horse and whatever.
High horse. How high is that horse?
Well, for Ralph, it's him. His head's in the clouds, apparently. 10,000 feet of a horse. Jesus Christ.
The crap going on in this world, that's the thing he wants to die on the hill with.
Apparently. Although I did hear, you know, speaking of things that could upset people, Anthony Gallo was talking about being on during Easter. He's like, I'm going to be on 2 to 6 Easter morning, and I will rise like Jesus Christ.
And then he didn't say it.
I swear to God.
No, why didn't you tell me? I would have got that.
I don't know. I just remembered it, honestly. And then he's like, oh, he's like, my mom's going to be mad at that one.
Yeah. What time was that?
It had to be between 4 and 4:55. Yeah, so good luck.
That is great.
Well, just find it in between the calls he was taking.
Which were zero.
How many people were upset about that?
I don't know. I don't know how many people heard it, but I'm just saying that he knew right away when he said it. He was like, made a joke. He's like, oh, man. Oh, my mom. My mom's not going to like that one. Oh.
You know who does, though? You.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was hilarious. And Ralph Bacchiano, don't play that audio for him. His head might explode.
Jesus. I actually want to hear you do that impersonation again and then hear Anthony say it.
Yeah. I couldn't believe he went that way. Like, it was just one of those things. He was just doing like a normal, he just came back from break and just went there. I was like, whoa. I was like, all right.
Well, that's funny.
Good for you. All right. What else is happening?
We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Mets and Yankees both win. The Mets beat the Twins last night 5-1. Twins kind of booted the ball in a couple of different spots, helping the Mets along the way. Here was Pete Alonso, Eric Chavez, saying that so far, really seeing the best version of Alonso. He was 2-for-2 last night. Had a couple of walks, had an RBI single. He's now batting .345 on the season.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a long time to have a good season. Again, I just want to be the best best I can be every single day and just stay within my game plan.
And through 3 weeks, pretty damn good leading this offense. Juan Soto homered in this game. Nice to see him. Feels ready to break out.
I mean, I was seeing the pitch as well. I was seeing taking my sweat in my swings on the fastball and taking those change up sliders down below. So I was seeing everything. So that's why I felt good.
I would say he did feel pretty good. And also Clay Holmes feeling pretty good. 5 innings, 8 strikeouts, struck out the side in the first. Did a nice job. Ran into a little bit of trouble in the fifth, but got through it. Here is Carlos Mendoza on his starter.
I think he got Correa for, you know, got a swing and miss for strike three. Then he froze. Can't remember who it was for strike three on a 4-seam. So, you know, just using all of his pitches, mixing it well. He was really, really good.
So I have a serious question about that. So real quick, Tyler McGill and Baylor Ober tonight on Mets Odyssey Radio 880 at 7:40 p.m. So he's talking about all the pitches. So I turned on the Yankee game last night. I think this was a thing last year, too, maybe in previous years. But they put up Seth Lugo's pitch variety.
He's got like 10 of them, right?
Yeah. I thought there were only 6 buttons on the pitch comm. How in the hell do you know what's coming?
It seemed like 4 guys knew what was coming last night.
For sure. And, yeah, well, they hit home runs. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, it seemed a little bizarre to me that they literally list 10 different pitches that he's got, and they're dealing with pitch comm now. I thought that was interesting. Unless maybe they didn't. I didn't notice.
Unless in between innings they changed their sequence or something.
Stick with what's working and then kind of use a different variety.
I don't know, unless there's something that he's doing. Sometimes he's doing something on the mound calling his own pitches.
Oh, that could be too, I suppose. Anyhow, they did win. 4-1 did the Yankees because they did hit a bunch of home runs.
0-1. There's a drive. Right field, Biggio's the spectator one more time. Goodbye. Home
hey
run.
Now.
3-1 Yankees. 3 homers tonight by the Bronx Bombers. For Ben Rice, home run number 5, RBI number 7. Hey now.
There you
hey
go.
Now.
Dave Sims on the fan. 4-1, 4 solo homers. That was the Rice shot. Also, Wells, Grisham, and Chisholm homer. This was Rice on MLB Network post game talking about what Jazz has meant to this team.
Oh, man. Anytime he leaves the yard, it's something to watch. It's really fun. So just seeing him out there with all his energy and all the things he does for this team, it's fun.
It is fun. Sure it is. And then we talked this morning about Aaron Judge being named team captain for Team USA next year in the World Baseball Classic. He was asked, any concern that when he does this, and he's going to have a shortened offseason, is he worried about it impacting 2026 with the Yankees?
Not really. I'm hoping for a long, long season this year, a very short offseason, and we'll just keep it rolling right into the WBC.
So. All right, so Eddie was able to find that Anthony Gallo thing that quickly. So wow. We will take a listen. This is Anthony Gallo, who is talking about his future schedule and the next time he's going to work.
I will be back Easter Sunday. I will rise with the Lord. I could feel my mom sighing at that joke right there. Probably not happy with me.
So he didn't say Jesus Christ, but rise with the Lord. So
it's still Anthony, pretty good.
Yeah, Anthony Gallo. I will rise with the Lord. I'll come back from the dead. Push a rock. Come out and walk out of a cave as a zombie.
Interesting way to put things, that is for sure. Max Fried, Michael Walkett tonight on the fan. Elsewhere in baseball, Shohei Ohtani homered. The Dodgers beat the Rockies 5-3. LA 12-6, but they still trail the first place Padres, who are 14-3. Fernando Tatis homered. They beat the Cubs 10-4. Shador Sanders, a private workout for the Giants in Boulder on Thursday. So we'll see if anything comes of that. Who knows? And then Patrick Peterson announced his retirement after a solid, solid NFL career, mostly with the Cardinals.
We're all here today. First and foremost, I want to thank everyone for being out here. You guys mean the world to me. But I'm announcing that I am retiring a Cardinal officially. You know, I came back home. This is where it all started. I felt that it was only right for me to end my journey. Know where it started.
I read it ended poorly there with them.
Well, I don't remember if it
was a fifth overall pick.
I mean, it ended poorly with
and
him.
And he ended up leaving and going to 3 different places. Pittsburgh, Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah, Minnesota.
And maybe was it, God, I want to say, was it New England? I'm not sure.
But it was horrible in Minnesota. Mm.
I think he had a contract impasse.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I believe that was the initial reason why.
In that Giants-Vikings playoff game.
Steelers.
That got Daniel Jones a contract. Patrick Peterson made Isaiah Hodgins look like Jerry Rice in that game. Mm. Isaiah Hodgins was beating the brakes off him. That's when he should have retired after that season.
Well, he has retired. And I guess
congrats!
I guess there's some rumblings that the Dolphins are shopping Jalen Ramsey. You know, they have issues with Tyreek Hill right now.
Oh, yeah.
So things not great in Miami these days. NBA play-in games tonight. Warriors and Grizzlies, Hawks and Magic as well. You had the Suns fire Mike Budenholzer on Monday. Shams reporting that the Suns will work with KD and Rich Kleiman to find a trade partner to send him somewhere else this offseason. UConn's Paige Bueckers, the number one overall pick in the WNBA draft. And it has not been a good Ranger season, as we know, but they did beat the Panthers last night.
Bandicat, pass in front, score! JT Miller off a beautiful feed from Mika Zibanejad, and the game is tied, 3-3.
Yep, Sam Rosen on MSG, the final games for him as the Rangers play-by-play man, Vincent Trocheck, then the go-ahead shorthanded goal in the third. Rangers beat the Panthers 5-3. You were talking about Matt Rempe and the way he has played. This is Peter LaViolette, who is still the head coach of the Rangers for now, talking about how improved he is.
Huge growth for Remp. Like, he's attacking the ice now with the puck. I mean, from our end, he's getting it, you know, with a little bit of speed underneath it before our blue line. He's attacking the neutral zone. He's going to the net. He's making plays. He's going through defenders. He played a heck of a game tonight.
Yes, and the Rangers did, and they win the game, and a very nice gesture by the Florida fans as they gave Sam Rosen a nice ovation as they put him up a congratulatory message on the big screen as he is heading off into the sunset, and Kenny Albert will be taking over full-time on MSG. The Devils take on the Bruins tonight. The Islanders will host the Capitals. All right, time now for moment of the day. Huh. So I had a couple of them. Yeah, I'm going to stick with what I had. It's a little different because I don't usually play things that are relatively soon or recent to what we just had, but I was actually laughing outside when Tom in Florida called up with a very different type of phone call.
Hey guys, good morning to you here.
Good
super
morning.
Fan of the show.
Thanks, man.
Thank
what you got
for
you? Are you a Gator? Are you a Noles? So you're a Tennessee fan?
No, sir. I'm a Noles guy here in
Florida
Jacksonville, Florida.
Florida State. Okay.
And Boomer, I think you owe all of Jacksonville a big I'm sorry about Trevor Lawrence. He's horrendous, but we'll go into something different.
I don't necessarily agree with you, but that's okay. You can have your opinion.
You've been hyping him up because he looks like Gwyneth Paltrow on steroids. If he looked like Jim Plunkett, everybody would hate him. But we'll go into the draft because I love the draft.
Okay. All right, good.
So if you look at Anthony Richardson's stats with the Florida Gators, okay, 17 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Stephen Waldron put up the Jalen Milroe stat. Here it comes. 16 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. Stephen Waldron.
This is unbelievable.
Get it going, man.
I don't know why I found that so funny, but there you go. Moment of the day.
Yeah, I mean, that is a super fan for sure when he's mocking Stephen Waldron.
By name.
Yeah, that is something else. How'd that make you feel, Steve? Was that upsetting to you? Were you offended by that?
I was happy until I did the call.
Oh, very good. All right. Thank you, Stephen Waldron. Work on that Pebble Beach trip, will you?
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Got some calls here with some interesting topics we will get to as we approach 10 o'clock and hand it over to their show, BT and Sal. Sal, this is my show, Licata, and BT, this is our show. Brandon, this is our show, Tierney.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Our show. It's our show.
Well, didn't Sal for many years work by himself, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
So sometimes that comes back into the mix.
I don't know. I mean, we're
just getting nothing from to say? We're getting paid to tell you have nothing to say?
Whoa, boy. Just attacking.
Yeah, when those guys get going, man, it's emotional. You know?
They get emotional. Heated, man. Sports can get them heated up.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, I definitely, I mean, there was, I went through a whole phase of that myself. Came out on the other side, clean, ready to go, mature.
Clean, ready to go, mature, yes.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you start getting into slug percentage and OPS and all that other crap and get really
look out
wired into that thing, you could get pretty angry with each other.
Damn right. Let's go to Christopher in Jersey City, who joins us next up on the Fan. What's up, Christopher?
Hey, Boomer and Gio. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, Christopher, you're welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, I just wanted to share something personal today, especially with Boomer. My grandpa passed over the weekend, and he was a proud Army veteran and an old-school diehard Rangers fan. And I just think that he shared a connection with Boomer's love of the Rangers, and my grandpa would call me after every game, even if they won, and he would still find a way to say that they stink.
You know what, Tom? I'm hoping that he lived a long, very good life and had a lot of great memories with you, Christopher, and your family. And quite frankly, yes, we as New York fans in general tend to be negative, as you know that, right? I mean, that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a Ranger fan. It's every fan base. We tend to gravitate towards the negative. And then when there is that one moment, that one shining moment, 2007 for the New York Giants, 2012 for the New York Giants, 1994 for the New York Rangers.
Yeah.
We all just jump on and just we can't get enough of it because we don't get enough of it.
Yeah, I mean, I've never experienced it, so I'm hoping one day that I do. And sorry for your loss, Christopher. And it's amazing how those sports teams, it's like right at the top of the things that you remember about certain people.
We've been bitching about people not shooting pucks for the Rangers for 50 years.
I'm just picturing your grandson, the Kaz man, Casper, calling up a sports talk radio station, you know, like 30 years from now and go, you know, my grandfather, he was in the media. I don't know if you ever heard about him. We called him Boompa. And he's no longer with us. And I just wanted to say he always complained about the Rangers, and they still haven't made the playoffs since 2024.
Yeah.
It's been a long 30 years.
We're going to raise him right, though.
I just wanted to shout him out and just say, you know, we're trying for you, Boompa. We're trying to get back into the playoffs. It's been rough. The last 15 number one overall picks that we've had have all busted.
Oh, God.
Oh! Let's go to John in Bellport. What's going on, John?
Good morning, boys. Long time no talk. How are you?
All right, Johnny. What's happening, brother?
You know, Boomer, you brought up the playing the two sports in college, and then Gio brought up the golf with the West Sable. Now, I'm 20 years younger than you, Gio, so when I started playing, that net wasn't that big. And I used to pepper that gas station. And I got to tell you, one time I went, one because I needed gas, the second out of curiosity, and I found my ball wedged between a gas pump and the thing that you do to clean your windshield wipers. I knew it was my ball because I put a dot with my initial on the ball. That was about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And, which is great. Listen, the Yumi you hear from Gio, he showed that in school when he was a senior at Bellport High School with his imitations and his mimicking of people. Boomer, the question I had for you was, when you were at Maryland, obviously people forget that you won the Yastrzemski Award as the best baseball player in Suffolk, even though you made the Pro Bowl and everything as a quarterback. And I knew guys that were at Maryland. Could you have played at Maryland? The answer is yes. Who told you no?
You know, actually, it was a football coach who told me no, John. Thanks for asking. I thought I was going to be able to play. And spring ball back then was a big thing for the football team. And it coincided with the baseball season. And I'll never forget thinking that I was going to be able to go out for the baseball team and make the baseball team as a pitcher. And my coach said, son, you came here on a football scholarship. You got to be playing football in the spring. Because if you ain't playing football in the spring, you ain't playing in the fall.
It's the most southern man to ever live.
And I said, yes, I guess I have to play football in the spring.
Yeah.
So I lost one of my first loves. I was a much better baseball player coming out of high school than I was a football player.
That's unbelievable. And you played basketball pretty well, too.
I did. Actually, Howie Gershberger was a gym teacher at the East High School. He was a roving scout for the Angels, and I believe he was the pitching coach for St. John's University. And if I didn't go play football, I probably would have went to St. John's to play baseball. And on that team was the great John Franco, the great Frank Viola.
Yeah.
And I could have been a part of
that's unbelievable.
That group has three left-handed pitchers.
Now, I know this is a very difficult question to answer, but do you think you could have had a long Major League Baseball career?
No.
I don't. Obviously, the right decision.
Yeah, was I mean, football. Yeah, and you know, it was interesting. Kyler Murray came in to CBS with his Heisman Trophy,
mm-hmm.
and Phil Simms. The first question me and Phil were asking him: are you playing baseball? Or are you going to play football? And he looked right up to us and he said, you know, there's nothing like coming out in front of 85,000 people and being the quarterback of a football team. You know, baseball, until the, you know, the playoffs maybe,
yeah.
you don't get that feeling as you do every single football game. And there's a very small amount of football games compared to your baseball career. So we knew he was going to come out and play quarterback, much like Russell Wilson did.
Yeah,
Those guys could have went and or given it a shot to go play baseball, but only a handful of people can truly become an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I played both poorly in high school. I will say that there was definitely more pressure during baseball than there was football because I didn't play quarterback. I was an offensive lineman, so it was like, go bang into that guy, whatever. With baseball, it was like, all right, you get up, no matter where you are in the lineup, you could be hitting eighth, you got bases loaded, two outs, and you got to get that hit in, which I enjoy doing. I like playing with the pressure, but it was, I don't know, it felt more like a team game with me with football and more of an individual thing with baseball. That's why I enjoyed being on the football team more. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but I just did. It was more of like a team camaraderie thing where baseball felt more individual. Maybe we're just like one another.
You know, I guess I could see the way you're thinking, especially if you're a pitcher.
Yeah.
Like you're up there on the mound and you got to, you know, you're working with your catcher and you're trying to get guys out.
And I hit five guys in a row in a playoff game against Yuma.
Oh, boy.
Woof. That was rough.
Mm-hmm.
Kept me in. Just showed you what type of season I had to keep me in for five straight guys. Right? We'll get it back at some point.
Yeah. Never got it back.
Yeah.
Never got it back. Never really became of anything of it. Yeah.
And that, that's now my putting from 4 feet is now that. Losing my ability to find the strike zone when I was in sixth grade has now turned into me not being able to hit a 4 foot putt to save my ass when I'm 42 years old.
Well, it's something for you to work on.
Yeah, indeed.